Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're very welcome along to this Big Red Bench podcast. My name is Rory O'Hagan, and Colm O'Sullivan's name is Colm O'Sullivan.
It sure is. How are you doing, Rory?
I'm good, buddy. How was your weekend?
Very, very good. Busy, but we actually had sport to watch and sport to talk about, which is great.
Yeah, I had to leave a few WhatsApp groups because of Liverpool fans, so that's... They're enjoying their celebrations.
Well, I was on air over the weekend and I was getting bombarded on Saturday to play You'll Never Walk Alone. So
Neil Prendeville brought me on air last Friday because he was getting bombarded with people saying, play it. And people bombarded him saying, if you play this, I'll turn you off. And never
That's exactly
again.
What well, I was I, getting on Saturday I, as well. I had people yeah, say they will I never, ever you, listen to me again you, if you, I play it.
Yeah, well, I just said to Neil, look, you have to play it. They haven't won it in 30 years. They deserve it more.
I played like 40 seconds of it just to keep people happy.
That's 40 seconds too long. A lot too of people long, will yeah. say, but look, good. So we'll talk about Liverpool in a minute being crowned champions on Thursday night. So we'll talk about that in a bit. We're also going to talk about Cork City returning back to action and looking like the end of July there. But have to start this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this podcast, but the Cork County Board have released their revised 2020 County Championship schedule. And we've all been waiting on this after we saw on Friday GAA releasing their schedule. So we're all waiting on the County Board to say when they were going to be returning. So Championship games will resume on the weekend of July the 24th to the 26th. That's 3 weeks on Friday. And they will be concluded by the weekend of October 2nd to 4th. Now, the group stages, the head group stages are going to take place across 6 weekends up to September 6th. There's going to be a free weekend of weekend of games. The group stage format has been retained, but only two teams are going to progress now instead of three. All knockout games as well will finish on the day, so no replays. The game is going to take place at neutral venues as well. There'll be no double headers unless the rule on 500 people at outdoor gatherings is relaxed. Elsewhere, the county league is now considered null and void. No plans to conclude the county under-21 football competition. No decision has yet been made on the under-21 hurling competition. But good news with the games coming back. July 24th, we'll see our first competitive action. And Colm, you've been talking to Joey Blake of the Cork County Board.
I have indeed, and I was just saying to him, Roar, that it's great to actually have sport to talk about and games to talk about again and just to get back up and running.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant, Colm. I think, look, the last couple of months has been very difficult for the whole country in terms of the coronavirus, and obviously sport and GA was put on hold back in March, and maybe at the start of May when the GA president, John Horan, appeared on the Sunday game, and kind of a lot of people were worried after what he might have said about, you know, maybe the lack of games with social distancing. But look, things have moved on. They've moved on at pace. And obviously, in terms of government guidelines, HSE guidelines and Croke Park guidelines. So we were delighted that this morning that we've been able to announce a fixture programme. We couldn't really act or do anything until we saw what happened in terms of the Munster Championship, whether Cork were playing in a semi, in terms of hurling, whether they were playing in a semi-final or quarter-final, because you'll be able to get yourself an extra week there. Obviously, they were drawn in the semi-final against Waterford, so Friday evening, the CCC met, and we went through things for a couple of hours. We met again Saturday evening, we met again yesterday evening, and then last night, we were able to present to the executive our plan, and the executive signed off on it, and this morning the clubs were notified.
So there's a good window to get it all done before Cork return to action, because that's going to probably be early November now, so you have until then really, and we've games allowed from the end of July, so you're getting back to action end of July with the championship starting up. And the format is, there's going to be slight changes to the format, but it's going to be pretty similar, even though you did consider straight knockouts and back doors and smaller groups and lots of different ideas, but you've gone with the group format, but two teams progressing is how it's going to be.
Yeah, that's the plan, Colm. Look, we sat down and kind of we met over remotely. We met on video meetings, and we put everything out there. We put straight knockout. We put back door. We put in. We thought about groups of three, and then look, last year we obviously decided to the Cork GAA, the clubs of Cork GAA decided about the groups of four. And we decided we would go with that because we wanted to keep the integrity of that. We also have relegation. We've included that as well because that was all part of the proposal that was accepted last year and voted upon by the clubs of Cork. So we've made a few minor tweaks. What we would have done at the start of the year is we would have had provision for preliminary quarterfinals. We now have removed them. So there would be, we'd say, for example, in the senior hurling and senior football competitions, the premier competitions, it's the top two. So that's six teams. And then you will have the division or colleges, whoever comes out of that sixth section would make seven, and then they will play off in the knockout format.
And all games will take place at neutral venues?
Yes, all games will take place at neutral venues, and we will, because of the crowd limits, you're only limited, allowed 500 people.
Yeah.
And that includes players and, we'd say, backroom teams and club officials and spectators. So what we're going to do is we're not going to have any double headers. There's going to be just 500 people at the games, and we will wait further guidance from Crow Park on how that is to be implemented.
And you'd be kind of hoping, wouldn't you, that maybe by September or the back end of September into October, yeah, those crowds will increase by quite a bit.
Yeah. But obviously, like Colm, this situation is so fluid in terms of dealing with this pandemic. And look, we'll take our guidance from the HSE and the government and from Crow Park on that. So, and we're also not going to have any double headers, so as to try and ensure that we don't go over the 500 limit. So that's why it's going to be neutral venues, and it's also going to be single games only.
Great stuff. Listen, Joseph, we'll leave you go. Thanks a million for chatting to us, and great to be finally getting back to action.
All right, thanks, Colm.
Yeah, so that's Joseph Blake, the Cork PRO there, and he's excited, and they're delighted, I think, just to be able to do it, because as he was alluding to there, Roar, when the GA president went to the Sunday game a couple of months ago and said there might be no games this year, everyone was very, very worried at that stage. So it's great that it's coming back a lot sooner than people had hoped, even though it might be reduced crowds and attendances and all that, but just to get back playing even.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah, because I remember that John Horan saying, look, there's going to be no championship in 2020, and everyone's kind of going, what? No Gaelic games in 2020? And he was on about waiting until next year, until a vaccine is found and all that. So to be at this stage is fantastic. I can only imagine the logistical headache that the Cork County Board executive had in putting this fixture schedule together. It's so compact. It has to be done by October 11th because the county, the intercounty campaign starting the following weekend. So look, a lot of work has gone into this. Fair play to them. Obviously, not everyone's going to be happy. It's impossible to keep everyone happy. But look, they've done their best, and look, it's exciting. And the fact that like competitive county championship games are starting on July 24th, when, as you say, John Horan said no GAA in 2020 just a couple of weeks ago, it's fantastic news, and I'd imagine everyone in the county is looking forward to it.
It's wonderful, and there's great excitement about it, and everyone is looking forward to it at all levels. It goes right down through the divisions, down through the levels, and then at the top level, I suppose, in terms of intercounty as well, Roar, that's going to be coming back later in the year, and we're going to have All Ireland finals at Christmas.
That's going to be class, like, you know, singing jingle bells on your way to a game if the crowds are allowed back into Croke Park. The football final on December 19th, just 6 days before Santa arrives, and the hurling final day, the Sunday before that. So yeah, it is going to be weird watching an All-Ireland final the Saturday before Christmas. But yeah, it's exciting. It's different, and look, it's great that it's actually happening.
It is. It's got to be really strange, but I think sport is good at Christmas time. I mean, you always love the Premier League games at Christmas time. I always remember the League of Ireland games when the season used to be a winter season as well, and people used to be dressed in the Santa hats at matches at Cork City and so on. So now you're going to have a load of Santa hats at Croke Park at Christmas, and people dressed up and festive. You'd hope, if there's crowds, and there probably will hopefully be some sort of crowds at that stage on a small level at least. It'll be great fun, and you know, even just the Christmas atmosphere at home with the games on TV, it's something different, and it's only going to be for 1 year, we'd imagine, but it'll definitely, I think, add a nice little element to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I remember those Cork City games at Christmas as well, so yeah, it's going to be different, but look, fantastic to see it's happening, and look, yeah, really looking forward to the start of the GAA season now, so to speak, the shortened season starting on Friday, 3 weeks. Now, we did mention Liverpool at the top of the show. They have been crowned champions for the first time in 30 years, and there is nobody on this earth I can think of that would say that they are not deserving champions.
They are absolute deserving champions. Like, I don't care if you're a Liverpool fan, a Manchester United fan, or whatever. If you love Liverpool, you hate Liverpool, you have to say they're deserving champions. I mean, they've had a phenomenal season, even though they had the break for the coronavirus and everything. They came back and they had a good win the other night, and then Man City won it for them the following night. And I mean, they've just been phenomenal all season. Jurgen Klopp has built a brilliant team there, and it's the culmination, really, Roar, of the last 3 or 4 years. They've been building up to this. They got to the Champions League final and lost 2 years ago. They won the Champions League last year. They very nearly won the Premier League last year and went to the last day, and they got a points total last season that would have won it for them any other season.
Yeah.
But finally this season, there was no question about it. I mean, they won it by a record margin, and they're the earliest team ever to win the Premier League. It's phenomenal. They've got a great squad. I mean, that front three at Liverpool is amazing, and just to watch them is fantastic. I mean, they're so exciting. You know, something great is always going to happen when you see them on the pitch. And I think Jurgen Klopp is a guy who transcends rivalries, and he's kind of universally liked. And I saw on Sky Sports on Thursday night, they had a great discussion with lots of Liverpool legends on afterwards, the likes of Kenny Dalglish and Graham Souness and Jamie Carragher, and Klopp himself came on. But it was Phil Thompson who was saying that Jurgen Klopp is liked by everyone. He's just such a great character. I mean, Alex Ferguson, for years, he wasn't universally liked. He was definitely universally respected, but loads of rival fans hated Alex Ferguson. I think there's a likability about Jurgen Klopp, and everyone kind of says, this guy's cool, he's a bit of a geezer, he's fun, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah, and this was Jurgen Klopp speaking on Sky Sports afterwards, because they obviously got a camera on him after Chelsea's win over Manchester City last Thursday night, and he was quite emotional afterwards, quite understandably as well.
We all do that together. Look, it's a mix of the history you created, because that's our, obviously, the things we are compared with, rightly so. I think we found a good way to get a little bit rid of it, because we had to write our own story. But anyway, that gives us on the other side a lot of power. It's the atmosphere in and around the club, the intensity level, how everybody lives football in this club, and then it's 100%. We had a really good hand in choosing the players we kept here, and bringing on the players we brought into here. That's a wonderful mix. They are all winners without winning 50 times in the past. So it means we have them now here. Now we can start winning together. And it's so incredibly difficult in these competitions where we are part of. But it's only possible with consistency, and that drives us. That drives us. We knew 3 years ago we played a really good season, and I think we finished fourth, and it was clear but we lack consistency. And but you cannot ask for that and then the boys deliver. You have to work on that. You have to create that. You have to convince people, and that's what we all did together. So without the players, I could do nothing. But of course, from time to time, you have to help them a little bit with a few words, and that's what we do as well. So it's a big moment. I have no real words, to be honest. It's such a big moment. I'm completely overwhelmed. I never would have thought that it would feel like this. I had no idea. And it's just big. Sorry, gentlemen. Yeah. See you. All the best.
So that was Jurgen Klopp. He was too emotional to finish in the sky. He just walked off afterwards.
I think he wanted to get back in and have a pint with the lads, because they looked like they had a great night afterwards.
The celebrations, yeah, they seemed fantastic. Question for you. Would you have rather won the Premier League title on the pitch? They face Man City this coming Thursday. Would you have rather have won it on the pitch, or does it even matter that they weren't playing when they were crowned champions?
I was thinking about this a lot in the lead up to the Man City and Chelsea game on Thursday night, and if you'd asked me before the game, I'd have said definitely Liverpool fans and Liverpool players would rather win it on the pitch. But even if they won it on the pitch, there's no fans there or anything. And the way it transpired, they were all together in a hotel, just the squad and the management, and they were watching it there. You saw the pictures on Sky. They were watching it on a big screen. They were sitting around having a couple of drinks, and they were all able to celebrate together, and it looked like they had great celebrations. So I think they enjoyed the way it transpired, but I do think there's still that element. I think they'd have loved to win it Thursday night this week at the Etihad.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to, like, even like for us as like Cork City fans, the league titles that we've won, 2005, an absolutely magical night at Turner's Cross, 2011, the first division title, which is still my favourite sporting moment of all time. That was just an incredible, incredible night, beating Shelburne up there. Even 2017, finally getting over the line against Derry City, that was a magical night at Turner's Cross. Fantastic nights, fantastic support, and it was fantastic. But as you say, with the coronavirus and with no attendances, I don't think it really, and not that it really doesn't really matter, it would have been weird anyway.
Will Man City have to give them a guard of honour now is the question on Thursday night.
I think they'll have to. Yeah, it's tradition, isn't it?
So it is. You wouldn't know. Guardiola is kind of an angry man at times. Would he want to do that? I think they kind of have to, don't they?
I think they will. It'll be a nice little touch. And look, the Liverpool are deserving of it, deserving champions, and remains to be seen whether or not they'll mount a challenge next year. They definitely, well, it's not going to be meant to be seen. I think they definitely will.
They will mount a challenge. It's if they can do it again and if they can retain it. And I think they can, but I mean, it's going to be tough for Rory. I mean, Man City are really strong as it is. They'll only go and strengthen further. Chelsea have already made moves to kind of strengthen their squad. You'd imagine Man United will. I think it'll be a very competitive Premier League next year.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. And Manchester United doing all right under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to the FA Cup semi-finals. Just about that. One convincing win over Norwich on Saturday, but out there in the semi-finals, I don't think they'll care. Actually, speaking of Cork City, good news last week from Bishopstown, seeing the lads back training finally. Seems like there's a bit of white smoke as well, Colm, and it looks like the end of July, Cork City will be back in action.
It's looking like the 31st of July, Roar, is going to be the first game, and that would be Cork City against Bowes, because that's where they left off. So hopefully we'll have Cork City and Bowes in Turner's Cross on the 31st of July. Again, it'll be limited attendances. As it stands, they would be allowed of 500 people there. That could still change to more or to less, but as it stands, you would be allowed of 500 people there. But as Joseph Blake said about the GAA earlier on, that includes your players, your management, it will include security, media. So really, you'd imagine the maximum left over would be 400 supporters, which I'd say Cork City have about doubled that at least in season ticket holders. So it's going to be a tough one to decide who you can have there crowd-wise. But hopefully there's some solution in terms of streaming and so on, maybe that people can watch the games anyway online if they can't go to the games themselves. But I think regardless of that, I think people will just be delighted to have it back. It just remains to be seen what format in terms of how many games is it going to be, an 18 game season? Is there going to be more? It won't be the full 36 games. What will it be? Will there be 13, 14 games left to play? Will there be more than that? And promotion relegation is going to be a big thing as well. There's a lot of discussion about that, and that seems to be the main stumbling block to actually getting it over the line at the moment.
Yeah, I would love to have seen like the full programme of games maintained and pushed into winter and try and get back to winter football somewhat. Although you remember freezing cold days in Turner's Cross. Your toes freezing.
Again, it'd be nice that they'd like the GAA to have the Christmas games though.
Yeah, and I'd like it to continue. But look, anything is better than nothing, which is what is there at the moment. And for Cork City to get back in action, it's imperative really, and for the League of Ireland as a whole. I mean, like, I know there's a lot of talk that like there's talk that like some teams might not return, and if there has to be promotion and relegation as well, otherwise the first division is utterly pointless.
Well, there's talk, Roar, that if relegation was off the table, one of the proposals is that there would be a 12 team Premier Division just for one season next year, and that would be that would mean there's still promotion from the first division, but there'd be no relegation from the Premier Division, which as a biased Cork City supporter, that would, after the start of the season we had, suit us down to the ground, I think, this year. But
I don't think we'd be upset about no relegation.
But that's just one proposal. Like, there's a number of proposals on the table.
But you'd like to see promotion. I mean, like, the first division can be a bit of a graveyard at the best of times. I spend a lot of time down in Cove at Ramblers, and it's very, very hard in the first division. So to have something to play for, to have that carry at the end of the season, it's imperative. Otherwise, the first division is dead, I think.
Ah, you're dead right, Jaya. You have to have some sort of promotion. I think the most likely outcome at the moment looks like, and Shamrock Rovers, as of last night, were the only team objecting to this from the Premier Division teams, is that it will be one team relegated and one team automatically promoted, and there'll be no playoffs or anything like that. So it will be literally only the bottom team in the Premier Division would be in danger. But there's still objections to that, I think, from certain clubs, maybe the likes of Sligo and Waterford, possibly Cork City as well. You can imagine that city would be in some danger this season after the start they had of possibly being down that end of the table. So hopefully Cork City come back all guns blazing and push up towards the other end of the table. But if you're looking at the start of the season, that wasn't the case. So, I mean, the less chance of relegation, I think, the better this season from a biased point of view. Or...
Yeah, well, fingers crossed for that. But that's pretty much our podcast for you for today. I'd like to thank you all very much indeed for listening in. Like, big excitement with the GAA coming back and Cork City coming back as well. So the end of July looks like we'll be getting back to some degree of normality at least, which is very, very exciting indeed. You can follow us on Twitter as well at Big Red Ben for all the latest sports updates. But I suppose until next week, that's it from us, Colm.
Thanks, Roar. See you later.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.